For the truly dedicated video gamer, this weekend might as well have been New Year's, Halloween, and the annual Star Trek convention wrapped in one. Today, Nintendo is releasing its new game console. It's called the Wii. Don't laugh. We'll get into that in just a minute. The craziest consumers camped out to buy the Sony PlayStation 3, which came out on Friday. At some stores, only 32 of the systems were available, far fewer than people in the line. Sony didn't even have enough to send to the usual reviewers and game magazines, so it's been a bit of a mystery. Well, we here at Weekend Edition were determined to bring you a world radio premiere of the PS3's sound and features. We sent our intrepid producer, Jesse Baker, to talk to people waiting in line at Best Buy, get their phone numbers, and call them this morning to find out their first impressions of the $600 gizmo. But our plans were blown when we heard what buyer after buyer told Jesse.
Sell it on eBay.
I'm going to sell it if I get it.
Get money for the Nintendo that comes out on Sunday?
I'll just see a profit in it, so.
It depends on the market, but around like 1,000, thereabouts. Yeah, we'll see.
Check out eBay this morning and you'll find there are plenty of PS3s on sale, the price running over $2,500 in some cases. Yes, you heard me right. They're worth so much and were in such short supply that they practically started riots in some places. Police in McLean, Virginia fired pepper pellets into a crowd outside a mall. Then there were the robberies in Indiana, Connecticut, New Hampshire. What Jesse did find is that it's not just 20-year-old boys who are gaga for gaming.
I've been in line 24 hours. My name is Nuji, and I'll tell you this, I'm 40. Will that help? And I'm going to play my games. I play import games. I play
Avid Racer.
Oh yes, I love all the most wanted games. Need for Speed, Underground. I beat them all. Got all the best scores.
She taught me how to play Nintendo it too. So it's kind of like now she's more on the games than I am. And it's like, no, I want to get on the system. Wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Her game's on pause. I'm like, no.
That's right.
I'm Katie Graham. I'm from Georgetown. It's my husband. I'm in it because it matters to my husband. He's been talking about this for like 6 months, so.
Well, the holidays are coming up, so we're both going to buy one, sell one, and use the extra money for holiday spending. You know, we don't make that much, so extra money for just standing here all night is, I think, kind of worth it, so.
My name's Philip Stupak. I'm from Washington, D.C., been in line about 15 minutes. You know, people are selling it on eBay. I feel they're no better than scalpers. I feel like if you're going to do that, you should play it or you should go to the concert, and otherwise, it's just kind of scummy.
Well, maybe they should buy a Wii. The Nintendo Wii, that is, spelled W-I-I. This one we can bring you a taste of, straight from the gamer's mouth. Ralph Cooper is here. He's a co-host of Press Start, the NPR podcast about video gaming. First, Ralph, okay, go ahead. Let's see this game in action.
Okie dokie. Just like that. That was also one of the hosts of Press Start, Kyle Orland, here, showing off and flexing his bowling skills.
How's it going?
Hey,
yeah.
Kyle.
Do it, Kyle. Kyle rolls down the lane. Oh!
Kyle misses the pins. We're bowling here, if you haven't figured that out. We're playing the Nintendo Wii that comes with the game Wii Sports. Is that right?
Yes.
So, you're the seasoned gamer and reviewer. Which console do you think is better?
I like the Wii, but I like the Wii because it's got more gamer aspects to it.
What do you mean by that?
I like being immersed. Like, right now, we're playing bowling and absent of cigarette smoke and Budweiser, it's like you're really bowling. You know what I mean? It's, and I enjoy that. It's a lot of fun. And you've heard for years, people play video games, sit around on a couch and get fat. Well, the idea with this one is instead of you being able to sit on a couch and get fat, you'll actually, you move. Like in this Wii Sports game, it's really a bit of a workout. It's not, you know, the bowling, to be honest, is kind of simple. It's not that deep. But like with the golf game, you actually have to know how to temper your swing. Or even with boxing, if you throw a whole bunch of punches thinking like that's the way to win the game, you'll get tired and the other guy just puts you down. So I like the aspect of it that's not just sit back, look at the screen and let's see what happens. I feel like at this point, most video game consoles, you can't really get higher graphic-wise than what you already have.
Right. That's the thing about the PS3 is it's touting better graphics, the same thing that the last few generations of video games have touted, right?
I agree, but there's no secret to anyone mm-hmm. that in the last round of video game wars, the PlayStation definitely lost the graphics game. Huh. They lost it to the GameCube and they lost it to the Xbox. And then with the new PlayStation 3, there's really simple things that are big, big problems. For example, games that have come out this year, like Madden, a very popular game,
football game. Uh-huh.
The 2007 Madden for the PlayStation 2 can't be played on the new PlayStation 3.
Do you think that today, when the Wii comes out, people will have the same craze over getting the Wii?
Yeah.
Are people waiting in line for these? Is my question.
From what I understand, they are. You know, I figured as soon as the PlayStation lines, you know, started to dissipate, you start seeing Wii lines. And the major difference that I think is going to go down is the fact that you really don't have to line up to get the Wii, because there's more than enough supply for them to hit the demand of the people who are looking for
you. There you have it. Ralph Cooper and Kyle Orland are co-hosts of the NPR video game podcast, Press Start. Thank you guys so much for not only giving us the scoop on this, but making sure that we're totally hip.
Yeah, no doubt. Stay hip.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.